Okay, good morning. Oh, we are up to Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey Maseches Megillah. So Mishnah Hey begins Hamavtir Banavi who pareis l'shama, one who normally who regularly reads the Haftorah, he's also given the honor of being pareis shema, of dividing the shema, as we explained last time, right? That he essentially is the one who does the baruch when the kaddish and the first blessing of the shema, it seems. But who over lefnei ateva, and he also is given the honor of leading the chazaras hashatz. He could be the chazan. But who knows he has kav, and if he is a kohen, he also is given the honor of being the main leader when the kohanim dochen. In other words, he could start like a couple of seconds or a second before the rest of the kohanim with everything. V'maya katan, if he was, however, a minor, right? But he also normally, evidently, I guess, reached the haftorah. He can't lead prayers. He can do the chasar sashatz. Aviv o rabo over an al yado, but his father or his rebbe, his teacher, can go and do the chasar sashatz in his place. Can be the chazan in his place. Now you're probably thinking, so what are all the connections over here? So why does the person who regularly reads the haftorah, why does he get these other special honors of being pori shema, of being the chazan to do chazar sashatz, to be able to be the leader of the kohanim for the duchening? Why does he get all these things? And the reason why is because to read the haftorah, it seems to be, it's not as chashuv as a job. So if we give him regularly not such a chashuv job, so we try to give him other things to make him make it feel like he's like especially that he shouldn't feel like he only gets the unimportant jobs. If the person is a minor, he's able to do it's a little unclear what he is and what he's not able to do. It seems for sure that he cannot do the chasar sashatz in terms of the other things. So that's what the next mission is going to discuss. But again, so this mission concludes that if he's a katan, then his father or his rebbe will be the ones to lead the chazar sashatz in his place. Okay, Mishnah Vav, katan korei v'torah umetargim, a minor is allowed to read the Torah for the people. He's allowed to lean for everyone, and he's also allowed to be the translator. And the reason why is, parenthetically, because the obligation seems to be for the congregation to hear the Kriya, not to actually, they don't have an obligation to read the Torah, right? So, for example, there are some texts that will make the bracha likros, that the obligation is to read. And so if that's the case, then the person would have to be obligated in mitzvos as well, and therefore a minor can do it. Since a person does not technically need to be obligated in mitzvos, and specifically this mitzvah, to do it, so a minor could do it because everyone can just hear it and then be yotzei. So a minor could read from the Torah, and obviously if he could read from the Torah, then he could translate as well. Aval eino pareis al shema ve'eino over lefnei ateva, but he can't divide the shema, can be pareis al shema, and he can't be the one to go before the teva to do the chazar sashat, be the chazan. The reason why is because these things do need do essentially help discharge people of their obligation to do this, and therefore you need to be obligated in it, and the minor is not obligated in these things. And by the way, if he is a kohen, he can't duchen either. He can't duchen on his own. The reason why he can't duchen, and therefore he certainly can't lead the duchening, it would seem, and the reason why is because this seems to be like a demeaning thing for the whole tzibor to have to get blessed by just a little 9-year-old, so that seems to be a demeaning thing, so we don't allow him to do that by himself. Obviously, if there are other kohanim, then we do allow him to take part, but again, it would seem that also he's not able to lead the troops as well. Pocheach, poreis es shema umetargim. Let's say you have a pocheach, someone who's like closed, they're torn, and like his arms are exposed, let's say. So this person can be poreis the shema, and he can be the translator for the Torah reading. Well, you know, korei b'Torah, but he can't read from the Torah. But you know, over lefnei ateva, but you don't know say esklav, but he can't, and he cannot do the chazar sashatz. If he is a kohen, he cannot duchen. Why are all these things not allowed, and why are some things allowed? So the things that are allowed, it seems like they're okay because they don't play a central role. So being poreis the shema, you don't have to go up there, you can do it from wherever you're standing. And the translator, so he's like, this is the translator, it's not a big deal. But a person who's reading from the Torah, who's front and center in front of the whole shul, and a person who is leading the chazar sashatz, the person who is duchening, all these people who are front and center, these people, it's considered a demeaning to have the whole tzibor have to have this guy be their leader when he has torn clothes. Finally, suma poreis es shema umetargim. If you have a blind man, he is allowed to be poreis the shema and also translate, be the translator for the Torah reading. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shelo ra'a me'oros miyamav, Eino Paris Al Shema, a person who unfortunately is blind from birth, and he's never seen the Ma'oros, he's never seen the luminaries, he's never seen the sun and the moon and the stars. So says Rabbi Yehuda, this person is not allowed to be Paris Al Shema. He can't serve as this leader, because even though on whatever level he's obviously obligated, you would imagine, to say Shema, at least from the implication of the Mishnah, nonetheless, he can't do this because he can't properly say the Brach of Yotzer Or, the Brach of Yotzer Or, which has how God formed light, which essentially is thanking God for giving us the luminaries. If a person, unfortunately, has never been able to see these luminaries, then they cannot make the blessing on behalf of everyone else. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion, but for now, we'll stop right here.